It's Tuesday, October 20th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Almost every U.S. major media source continues to report on a coronavirus second wave at the top of the news. However, Worldometer reports that the current U.S. death rate is 718 per day on the 7-day rolling average. That's down from 853 deaths a month ago. And it's down from 1,085 deaths 2 months ago. In other words, that's a 34% decrease since August. These numbers are based on data which include deaths caused by other contributing conditions. According to the CDC website, COVID-19 was the sole cause of death, and only 6% of deaths recorded where COVID-19 was involved. The other 94% of the deaths involve what the CDC calls comorbid conditions. Once the comorbid deaths are taken off the table, only 14,000 deaths are attributed exclusively to COVID-19. Christian leaders are reacting with horror over presidential candidate Joe Biden's support for the transgendering of an 8-year-old girl. Biden made comments to that effect at the ABC town hall last Thursday. First, here is the question posed by a parent named Mika Hack from State College, Pennsylvania.
I'm the proud mom of 2 girls, 8 and 10. My youngest daughter is transgender. The Trump administration has attacked the rights of transgender people, banning them from military service, weakening non-discrimination protections, and even removing the word transgender from some government websites. How will you, as president, reverse this dangerous and discriminatory agenda and ensure that the lives and rights of LGBTQ people are protected under U.S. law?
I will flat out just change the law. Eliminate those executive orders, number one. I remember I was being dropped off to get an application in the center of our city, Wilmington, Delaware, and these two men, well-dressed, leaned up and hugged one another and kissed one another. I'm getting out of the car at the light, and I turned to my dad. My dad looked at me and said, Joey, it's simple. They love each other. The idea that an 8-year-old child or a 10-year-old child decides, you know, I decided I want to be transgender. That's what I think I'd like to be. It'll make my life a lot easier. There should be zero discrimination. I promise you, there is no reason to suggest that there should be any right denied your daughter. None. Zero. And by the way, my son Beau passed away, was the Attorney General of the state of Delaware. He was the guy who got the first transgender law passed in the state of Delaware because of a young man who became a woman who worked for him in the Attorney General's office.
Family Research Council President Tony Perkins tweeted, quote, Joe Biden thinks 8-year-olds have the capacity to make a life-altering decision to change their gender, and says for someone to deny them that right is discrimination. Either he is pandering for votes or he's totally lost it, end quote. President Donald Trump acknowledged Jesus Christ as the most famous person in the world by far.
Somebody said to me the other day, you're the most famous person in the world by far. I said, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. They said, yes, you are. I said, no. They said, who's more famous? I said, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. I'm not going to take any chances. I'll give it, I guarantee. And let me look up and I'll say, and it's not even close.
Pastor Robert Cunningham of Tate's Creek Presbyterian Church in America in Lexington, Kentucky, issued a public statement announcing a church investigation concerning accusations made towards contemporary Christian music artist Chris Rice. The accusations are homosexual in nature, alleging sexual assault. The same church handled a similar discipline case with a youth pastor serving at Tate's Creek between 1995 and 2006. That is the same period of time frame in which the alleged abuse occurred involving Chris Rice. The Post-Christian Calvin College is at it again. Its student magazine, Calvin Chimes, is celebrating the college's first, quote, openly gay student body president, end quote, with an article authored by the same. Claire Murashima claims to be, quote, an openly LGBTQ, end quote, and bisexual, and a, quote, queer voice, end quote, for the campus. She writes that, quote, it's easy to be gay at Calvin in 2020, and times have changed, end quote. But 2 Peter 2, verses 9 and 10 still warns Calvin College leadership that the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust under punishment for the day of judgment, and especially those who walk according to the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise authority. Christian parents are all criminals now, according to an anti-spanking law going into effect in Scotland next month. The Herald Scotland reports on new guidelines published by the government which encourage neighbors to turn in neighbors, fellow church members, and family members for spanking children. If someone is physically punishing a child, the guidance reads, quote, you should call 999 to report a crime in progress or if a child or young person is in immediate danger, end quote. However, the wisdom of Proverbs 13, verse 24, contradicts the latest trends in humanist governments. Whoever spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him is diligent to discipline him. The Governor General of the Caribbean island of Barbados, Sandra Mason, has announced the nation's government will begin allowing civil unions for homosexuals. Also, she promised to hold a public referendum on homosexual faux marriage. Over the weekend, the Barbados Methodist Church made it clear their churches would not be recognizing homosexual marriage. Bishop Derek Richards defined marriage as that which is, quote, biblical, traditional, natural marriage as the uniting of one man and one woman in a lifetime covenant, end quote. Also, the head of the Barbados Anglican Church, Bishop Michael Maxwell, told Barbados Today that the Anglican Church remains opposed to homosexual faux marriage and that, quote, marriage is a lifelong union of a man and a woman, end quote. And finally, many children from Christian homes were raised on the songs from Patch the Pirate. And now, sadly, the famous songwriter and singer, Ron Hamilton, is approaching the last stage of dementia. His wife, Shelley Hamilton, reports that he is joyful and, quote, never complains, end quote. She says, quote, Ron is a godly testimony to me and our family, even through his dementia, end quote. We'll end today's broadcast with lyrics from Ron's well-known song, Welcome Home. I am longing today for my home far away, where I'll lay down my sorrow and my care. At the end of earth's night, I will wake in God's light, and my Father will welcome me there. For more information on Ron's God-glorifying music for the Christian family, check out majestymusic.com. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes, on this Tuesday, October 20th, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.